In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Our Lady of Miraculous Medal. And this apparition of Our Lady was given to a nun named Saint Catherine Labore, and the first of the visions which she saw about Our Lady happened in July of 1830. It was about 11:30 p.m. when she was woken up in her convent by appearance of a small child who led her to the chapel, and there Our Lady appeared and talked with Saint Catherine over 2 hours, telling her that she would have to take care a difficult task. And it was on this day, in 27th November in 1830, when Our Lady appeared to Sister Catherine again in the same chapel in the form of a picture, as it were standing on a globe. And Sister Catherine herself described this event. "I saw the Blessed Virgin standing on a globe. Her face was beautiful beyond words. Rays of dazzling light were streaming from gems on her fingers down to the globe. And I heard a voice say, 'Behold the symbol of graces which I will shower down on all who ask me for them.' Then an oval frame surrounded Our Lady, on which I read the prayer in letters of gold, 'O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.' The oval frame turned, and I could see on the reverse side, enclosed in a frame of 12 stars, the letter M, surmounted by a cross with a bar beneath. Below these symbols were the hearts of Jesus and Mary, one surrounded by a crown of thorns, the other pierced by a sword. I heard a voice which said to me, 'Have a medal struck according to this model. Those who wear it when it is blessed will receive great graces, especially if they wear it around their necks. There will be graces in abundance for all who wear it with confidence.'" Sister Catherine, therefore, received a specific command from Our Lady to have these special medals, later called miraculous medals, to be struck in her honor. But since she, as a faithful Catholic, Saint Catherine didn't want to do anything against the wishes of the priests, she asked her confessor, and after he had made very careful investigation, and he was given permission by the archbishop to have the medal struck. And it was in 1832 when the first issues of the miraculous medals were distributed. The Catholic faith was experiencing at that time many great difficulties in France, where this took place. But so many conversions and changes and reforms of lives were a result of this miraculous medal that it was truly given very popular devotion first from the Frenchmen and then Catholics all over the world. Dear children, miraculous medal is so called because it has the great power and blessings, as Our Lady told, to draw us specific graces to achieve something great or something of our request which seems impossible. People who don't believe in God, who don't believe in the Catholic Church, they oftentimes scoff or make fun of us Catholics that we place our faith in magic tools or special lucky charms. But you children, you should know very well that these medals and these images, these pictures which we venerate, they are not lucky charms or magic toys. Through these great images, Our Lady spreads and gives us a special share of her grace, the same graces which she receives directly from her dear Son. And it's also called a miraculous medal, that if we are sometimes in a very great necessity or in very great need of some very special favor from God, we can, through Our Lady, by wearing the medal, acquire and request a miracle. Only if we are ever in such a state that it's only God who can help us, remember this great promise of Our Lady and ask her intercession and wear her medal, that she would grant you your request. But most of all, children, don't put your hope and trust and faith to God only at the hour of necessity. You are meant to be Catholics all throughout your life, and you are meant to be a Catholic every single hour of the every single day. Remember to be faithful to your promises and your acts of thanksgiving to God, both in good days and also as in bad days. Because if you stay faithful throughout your whole life, exactly like Our Lady did, then you are never deprived of any favors or blessings or grants of wishes from God Almighty. The miraculous medal shows us and reminds us of the great power of God, but also of how greatly we are in need of God's protection, of His blessings, and occasionally also of God's miracles. Have confidence to God, your Heavenly Father, in all the days and all the hours of your life, so that when your very last and final hour comes, God truly remembers you and gives you His greatest and best grace you can ever receive, namely a place in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.